It's time now for Bible Talk. Join our hosts, Gary Gibbs and John Bradshaw, speakers for the Amazing Facts Ministry, as they now open the Bible and discuss themes that affect your life today. Stay tuned, because the next 15 minutes will deepen your understanding of God's Word.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Bible Talk. I'm John Bradshaw, and with me is Gary Gibbs. Gary, today we've got a subject that concerns every single person listening to this program.
That's right, John. We're going to talk about what happens when you die. And that's something that impacts every one of our lives.
Now, as we study this subject and approach this subject, I think we all know that pretty well, and I'm generalizing here, but pretty well everybody falls into, well, there's one main camp of belief when you talk about what happens when people die.
And what would that be?
Well, I tell you, I've been to enough funerals in my time to know that the preacher, more often than not, is busy preaching people all the way into heaven. And, well, to be honest, I've never heard anyone preached all the way into hell. The popular idea presented in church, in the media, in you name it, when a person dies, they go to heaven.
That's right. And, you know, you even find that all around the world, that you'll find that even in, like, the Hindu cultures, they don't teach that when you die, it's necessarily the end. They have them going into another sphere until they work themselves into heaven.
Now, that's a good idea, the thought that death isn't the end and that there is another sphere. But as we study today, what we're going to find out is exactly what that other sphere is. What happens when you die? In my family, we had a tragedy a few years ago, and this is my extended family. I have a niece who had a baby daughter who died 7.5 weeks old.
Mm.
You can imagine the pain and the tragedy and the wrestling with that. Why did our little princess die? And she had a big brother who was 3 or 4 years old at the time. And Ryan just couldn't understand why little Jessie wouldn't play with him anymore, why she wouldn't smile and laugh and cry or whatever anymore, why she was, and at the funeral, why they were putting her into the grave. And as he was still asking these questions while that tiny little coffin was being lowered into the ground, a well-meaning family member came to him and said, "Well, Ryan, it's like this. Great-grandpa was getting lonely in heaven, and so God took baby Jessica to keep him company up there." That's a variation on a very common theme, a very common idea. Gary, let's get into it. What really happens when you die? Or let me put it this way. When somebody dies, do they automatically, necessarily, go off to heaven or some other place?
You know, I think, John, when you study this, you have to go back to how God created man, because death is simply just the reverse of creation. So if you go back to Genesis chapter 2 is where we have the story of how God formed man. And it says there in verse 7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." And so what God did is he took the elements of the earth, and he fashioned it into a human being, the form of a human being. But it was a lifeless being. It wasn't until God bent down and actually breathed into the nostrils of the first man that man became a living soul. Now, I think that's very crucial to notice, that it was the dust of the ground formed by God, uniting with the spirit, the breath of God, that man became a living soul. It doesn't necessarily say that he had an immortal soul. It says the union of these two things made him a living soul.
So are you saying that when a person dies, the soul does not go to heaven?
Exactly. That's what the Bible says. John, in Ezekiel 18, verse 4, it says, "The soul that sins, it shall die." Now, how many of us have sinned, John?
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
That's right. And so all of us are going to die. It doesn't say that the souls go on and live in a different sphere. It says souls die. In fact, the Bible uses the word soul over 1,600 times, but never does it call it the immortal soul.
So what you're saying is that a soul isn't something that you have. A soul is what you are.
That's right. And really, if you're going to break it down, because the Bible also talks in 1 Thessalonians 5 that God wants to sanctify a spirit, soul, and body. The soul, when it's the uniting of the life force of God with the body, is the moral character of the man. It's who we are. It's our thoughts, feelings, and purposes. That's who we are. Well, the Bible says that when we die, all that ceases to exist until the resurrection.
All right, if I don't have a soul then, surely I've got a spirit. Does the Bible say that I have a spirit? And I think you used that same word before.
I did. And, you know, the Bible actually refers to the word spirit in Genesis 2 when it talks about God breathed the breath of life into man. That word breath there is translated in other places in the Bible as spirit. It's the Hebrew word ruach, and it means spirit or it means breath. Now, it's not talking about a part of our being that has personality. It's actually talking about the life-giving force of God that makes the heart tick and the lungs move and the blood pump.
So let me get this straight. I don't have a soul and I don't have a spirit, but instead, as a living being, I am a living soul.
That's right. Listen to this text. This one right here, John, really convinced me that when I die, my spirit won't go to heaven and be singing and existing in heaven or existing in hell if that was the direction I would go. For example, look at Job 27, verse 3. It says, "All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils." Now notice, it's the Spirit of God, and it's in the nostrils. Have you ever heard of the Spirit of God being in your nostrils, John?
Back in Genesis, God breathed into his nostrils the
breath of life.
So you are saying the breath and the spirit are the same thing.
Same thing. James 2, 26 says, "The body without the spirit or the breath is dead." And so they're one and the same. Now watch what happens when the spirit or the breath goes back to God. Psalm 146, verse 4. "His breath goes forth, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish." Now, that's different than what you were taught growing up, isn't it?
You're telling me that when a person dies, nothing goes anywhere. The person dies, and for then, that's it. He's not taking a trip to heaven or hell. If anywhere, he's taking a trip to the mortuary.
Well, that's right. If you were to die and go right to heaven, your thoughts wouldn't perish that day, would they?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Ecclesiastes 9:5 says, "For the living know that they'll die, but the dead know nothing. Also, their love, their hatred, and their envy have now perished." So they're not going to live in a higher sphere where their knowledge increases.
Now, I do not expect you to be telling us today that when a person dies, that's it, blackness forever. You've got to have something up your sleeve. You've got to be prepared to say now, okay, they don't go to heaven or hell straight away, but. So give me the but. What happens to a person, according to the Bible, when they die?
Well, that's the good news of Christianity, is death is not the end. Death is just a brief interlude. Bible says in Psalm 13, verse 3, that death is asleep. "Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death." And then, you know, there are over 50 times in the Bible it talks about death is asleep. In 1 Kings 2, verse 1, "Now the days of David drew near that he should die. So David rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David." And then you go and read in Acts chapter 2, it says that David was sleeping in the grave. He was dead and buried and still there in the grave when it comes to Jesus Day.
Maybe this is metaphorical. Maybe it means the body sleeps while the soul goes somewhere else.
That can't be that way, because it says in that very day his thoughts perish. All of his emotions, and his love, his hatred, his envy, they all perish, they all cease to exist that very day.
And if I'm hearing you correctly, you cannot have the body going one way and the soul going another, because the soul, according to the biblical definition, is the union of body and breath.
It does not exist outside of that union.
Okay. So you are saying then very clearly that death is a
restful sleep.
All right. That's not what I was told as a child, and I'm wanting you to show that to me in the Bible.
Well, it's not what I was told either. But it's what the Bible says. I had to adjust my thinking when I started reading the Bible for what the Bible says.
All right, I want you to show it to us in the Bible.
Okay, John 11, verse 11, a classic example of this. Jesus' best friend, Lazarus, falls ill. He's sick. His relatives come to Jesus, and they say, "Lazarus, your friend, is ill, and we need you to come and heal him."
Okay.
And Jesus tells the disciples, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may awaken him," in John 11, verse 11. Then later, his disciples are saying, "Well, Lord, if he's sleeping, then he must be recovering. So why don't we just let him sleep and we don't have to make that long journey back there?"
I'm guessing they were thinking, here's a guy who'd been ill, desperately sick. Now he's getting some sleep. This is good.
Exactly. But in verse 13, it says, however, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. Now, Jesus clarifies it. In verse 14, then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. So Jesus used the metaphor of sleep to describe death.
Now, in this story, you go a little further on in John chapter 11, and you've got the raising of Lazarus from the dead. To use your words, I guess that's the wakening him up out of his sleep. Have a look at that and see whether that sheds some light on this, whether that explains it any further.
And that's what I was referring to earlier. This is the good news of Christianity, is death is not the end. You know, when Jesus went to the tomb there where Lazarus was, Martha and Mary were there weeping, and Martha was just heartbroken. And Jesus tried to comfort her. He said, your brother will rise again. And Martha said to him in verse 24 of John 11, I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
Now, if she had had the idea, as so many people do today, that when a person dies, they go straight to heaven or perhaps straight to hell, she surely wouldn't have made that statement, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She might have said, oh, Jesus, I'm so happy because now he's in heaven praising the Lord.
But instead of being comforted with that, she was weeping, and her faith looked forward to the resurrection day at the end of time, and that's where she found her comfort. But Jesus then turns the tables right there. He wants to demonstrate to her that, yes, indeed, he'll rise at the last day, and all those who sleep in Jesus will rise, because Jesus has the power. And so Jesus right then resurrects Lazarus to demonstrate he has the power to bring us back to life.
And that's got to be comforting. The hope for Christians is that death isn't the end. There's going to be a resurrection, a great getting up morning. Christ is going to call Lazarus come forth. It's going to be replicated millions and millions of times around the world as those who've died in faith in Jesus Christ hear their names called and they're raised too.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful time, and we can have that comfort that until the resurrection morning, our loved ones are simply resting in the peaceful sleep of death. They're not tormented by looking down at the trials and the tribulations that we're going through on planet Earth. They're just resting. And the last thought they had when they died will just continue when they're resurrected. In fact, it will be changed because they'll see Jesus coming in the clouds of glory. So it'll be a happy, joyous thought.
Let's review where we've been today in Bible Talk. We've discovered that human beings do not possess a soul. Rather, a human being is
a living soul.
And when a person dies, instead of going straight to heaven or hell or purgatory, or instead of it being the end, death is rather
a restful, peaceful sleep.
And thank God that we can have encouragement. We can have assurance to know that it's not the end, because Jesus, as he said to Martha, is the
resurrection and the life.
Friends, thank God for the hope we have in Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Join us again next time. We'll discuss this more on Bible Talk. If you'd like more information on what we've been studying today, we have a comprehensive Bible study guide we'd love to share with you that's absolutely free. This study includes many of the texts we've just discussed and expands on the subject, including information you'll want to know. To receive this free informative Bible study guide, simply call, write, or email and ask for BT110, Are the Dead Really Dead? The toll-free number is 866-BIBLE-SAYS. That's 866-242-5372. You can write to us at Bible Talk, P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California 95678, or email us at bibletalk@lifetalk.net. Bible Talk has been produced in association with Amazing Facts in the studios of Life Talk Radio.